Well, 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 welcome back to our journey into the voiceover world. We have a lot of stuff to talk about in this episode. It's been quite a while since we've been on here, and I'll tell you why. It's been a long time since we recorded anything. We started off, I think the last episode was on our first auditions for an audiobook, and this is what happened from that. We sent our first auditions off, and we probably each did probably about 10. I think we did 10 each. Kristen did 10 and I did 10. And each one of us got a book offer. So we're like, okay, this is great. How's this going to really work? So we ended up getting book offers. Kristen's book was totally the opposite of what she expected. And mine was totally opposite of what I expected. So this is just to say, don't lock yourself in. Yes, you need to find your niche. Find out what you think your main objective is for the voiceover world. But do not limit yourself to that because you really have no idea what you are capable of. You just don't want to market yourself as the voice for everything because nobody's going to believe that anyway. So the idea was, all right, we basically both got a book offer. We had to work on that, which means we went as far as recording the book. We both have done it. They both have been uploaded. We're waiting for them to be released on multiple platforms. But stepping back in the process, we had to go back to actually recording. So the narrating side, the production side, the engineering side, lots and lots of work. We use Audacity software for that, which is amazing. It's free, super easy. But with that, there is so much to learn. There's a lot of training involved. There are things that we had no idea what we were doing. I'll give you an example. I uploaded my first file and I tried to get it up there and it was rejected because none of the specs in my file matched ACX. So I had to go back and try to figure out what that was. I reached out to them. They were very gracious. They helped me figure out what it was that I needed to change. So I did all that. Everything went great. The book that I had has 75 chapters. It is much shorter than Kristen's book, but it just has many more chapters because they're shorter. And I uploaded the whole thing. The rights holder, who is the author, actually approved it, said it was fine. He loved it. And then ACX rejected it and said there were noises at the beginning at the end. And I have been spending the last few weeks trying to figure that out. So I thought I fixed all the files and I was hunky-dory happy. And turned right around, uploaded all 75 again, and only to have them rejected once again. So I also reached out on some Facebook groups that I'm on, and somebody that was super duper kind to me reached out and said, hey, give me a call. I'd love to help you through this. And I did that. I actually FaceTimed him. He looked at my screen, showed me what to do, made a bunch of changes with me. And today I uploaded all 75 chapters again, and we'll see what happens. So this is a process, a learning curve. I would say that there's probably no way to learn everything in advance. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't start your journey. It means you should get cracking, play with it, see what you might know more things than we know. Who knows? So that's kind of where we are. Kristen's book, by the way, we're just waiting to get here back from ACX on the final upload. And in the meantime, she's already started book number two. And on a positive thing with Kristen, I got to give a little props to my wife here. She found this author and apparently the author really likes her because she's very good. And he has talked to her actually on the phone and said he would like her to do all of his books. So I'm not sure if that means 100% of them, but pretty much all the ones he wants on Audible or iTunes or Apple or I guess Amazon, they will all be done by her, hopefully. So good job for her. Very proud of her. And so she gets to narrate. I get to produce. And then I narrate my own and produce those. And it's a lot of fun, but I'm telling you what, this is no joke, people. This is takes a lot of work, a lot of time, a lot of work. We found out that by doing an audiobook to get one finished hour, the average production and editing time is 6 hours. So if you happen to be an Audible reader and you have a really long book, you need to be like thanking that narrator and that production team because it is some serious stuff to get you that book. So anyway, it's kind of where we are right now. I will keep you posted on what happens and hopefully I'll have all these little things figured out on my tweaking to make sure that they actually work. I'm keeping my fingers crossed so I don't have to go through those 75 files again, but I will definitely keep you posted. There you have it. I will talk to you soon. Have a good one.